It's a strange thing about mothers and fathers. Even when their child is the dirtiest little animal you have ever seen, they still think that he or she is wonderful. But there are parents who are not interested in their children in any way. And these, of course, are much worse. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood had an ordinary little boy, Michael, and a daughter, Matilda. But they were so busy with their unimportant business that they did not realize Matilda was clever, very clever. "Daddy, could you buy me a book?" "A book? What's wrong with the TV? We've got a nice TV, and now you've come asking for a book? We're too good to you already, my girl." "Mummy, can I eat supper in the dining room so that I can read my book?" "But we don't eat at the table. We always eat with our plates on our knees while we watch TV." "And what's wrong with watching the TV?" "That's right, Harry. Keep your ugly little mouth shut, Matilda. We want to watch the TV." "Yeah, just keep your ugly little mouth shut, Matilda." Nearly every afternoon, Matilda stayed in the house while her brother went to school. Her father went to work and her mother went to the cinema. One afternoon, Matilda walked to the library in the village. Mrs. Phelps, the woman in the library, always helped Matilda choose the great books for her to read. "Matilda, what sort of book would you like to read next? A really good one, a famous one." "I think I know one. Here, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, a very famous English writer." "Oh, thank you, Mrs. Phelps. I can't wait to read this." "You can borrow books from libraries and take them home, Matilda. Did you know?" "Can I? Really? Thank you so much." From that day on, Matilda visited the library once every week to borrow new books and to return the old ones. And every afternoon she read. The books took her to Africa with Hemingway, to India with Rudyard Kipling, and to many other wonderful places. Most children begin school when they are 5 years old, or just before. But Matilda's parents forgot to send her. Matilda found herself in a group with 18 other small boys and girls about her age. Their teacher was Miss Honey, and she was about 23. She had a pretty face with blue eyes and brown hair. She never shouted, but she did not seem to smile. But all the children loved her. "This is your first day at Crunchham Hall, children. The head teacher is Miss Trunchbull, and when she tells you to do something, you must do it. Never argue with her. If you make her angry, she will break you into little pieces and turn you into fish food. Don't laugh, Lavender. It's nothing to laugh about. Do you all understand?" "Yes, Miss Honey. Now, I want to help you quickly. By the end of this week, I want you all to be able to multiply by two. Can any of you do that already?" "Wonderful. Please stand up and show us." "Two twos are fours. Two threes are six. Two twelves are 24. Two thirteens are 26. Two fourteens are 28. "Stop. How far can you go?" "I don't really know." "Can you tell me what two 28s are?" 56, Miss Honey. "What about something much more difficult? Something like 487 multiplied by 2. 974. "Who taught you to multiply like this, Matilda?" Was it your mother? No, Miss Honey. Was it your father? No, Miss Honey. I really don't know how I do it. I just seem to know the answer. My brain tells me so. Let's leave the numbers for a minute or two and see if any of you can spell. Hands up, anyone who can spell cat. 3 hands went up. Lavender, Nigel and Matilda. Spell cat, Nigel. C-A-T. Well done, Nigel. Now, can any of you read a book? I can, Miss Honey. I've read all the children's books in the library. And what are you going to read now, Matilda? I like Charles Dickens' books. The problem with children these days is that their parents seem to like them. They think they are charming, cute, funny, delightful little miracles. They are not miracles, they are vermin. Now puke box. They are vile, repellent, sticky fingers, that little snot goblins, and it is my job to crush you here. I shall destroy you, maggots. I shall put an end to your satanic ways, cause it is you children are revolting. We will become a screaming horde. Take out your hockey stick and use it as a sword. Never again will we be ignored. We find out where the chalk is stored. Miss Trunchbull was a terrible woman who frightened the children and the teachers. When she came near, you could almost feel danger coming from her. If 4 or 5 children got in her way, she crashed straight through them, pushing them left and right. I feel quite sick when I realize that I'm going to have you in my school for the next 6 years. You? What? Is 2 sevens. 16. 18. 18, not 16. You stupid little sausage. You oily little hamburger. 2 sevens are 14. Say it. Please put him down, Miss Trunchbull. You're hurting him. Say it. 2 sevens are 14. You. Spell what? Pardon? What do you want me to spell? Spell what, you stupid boy? W-O-T. Wrong. W-H-O-T. Help. Miss Trunchbull, don't. His ears will come off. Small boy's ears do not come off. You spell the word what? W-H-A-T. Now spell it, you little snake. W-H-A-T. That's the way to do it, Miss Honey. You're too soft with them. We need to fight her. We need to teach her a lesson, Miss Honey. We cannot fight her, Matilda. She is very strong. I will find a way to fight her. For the next few evenings after school, Matilda secretly practiced moving things with her eyes, pens, pencils, and books. Soon she could lift things and push and pull them any way that she wanted to. Matilda learned that Miss Trunchbull was Miss Honey's aunt, who took everything from her. Miss Honey's father died an unexplained death when she was 5. Miss Honey suspected that Miss Trunchbull had something to do with her father's death, but she needed proof. Now, with her newfound strength and power, Matilda came up with a plan. On Thursday morning, Miss Trunchbull came to teach the youngest children again. You, stand up, give me the answer to this. I have 7 apples, 7 oranges, and 7 bananas. How many pieces of fruit do I have? Quickly, give me the answer. That isn't multiplying, that's... You stupid boy, that is multiplying by 3. Doesn't Miss Honey teach you anything? You have 3 sorts of fruit, and each sort has 7 pieces. 3 sevens are 21, you ugly little spider. The chalk. Look at the chalk. It's moving, and nobody is holding it. It's writing something. Agatha, Who is doing it? No, it can't be. Magnus. Miss Trunchbull is on the floor. Somebody, go and get one of the other teachers. My dad says that cold water is the best way to wake up people who don't want to wake up. Yes, I did it. Nobody ever saw Miss Trunchbull again after that day. She left the school and she left the village. What is happening, Daddy? We're leaving. We're going to Spain. I don't want to go to Spain. I love it here. And I love my school. When are we coming back? We aren't coming back. I don't want to go to Spain. I want to stay here and live with Miss Honey. Please say yes, please, Daddy. It was Matilda's idea, Mr. Wormwood. But I love her, and I will look after her carefully. I'll pay for everything. It won't cost you a penny. Come on, Harry. Say yes. We have enough to worry about without Matilda. All right. If she wants to stay, she can stay. Matilda threw her arms around Miss Honey and kissed her. Then they watched a big black car race off down the road and disappear forever.